All right, Tzvi Noor, do you mind just doing the reading for us?
Let me just make it a little bigger.
Oh, okay. Like just expand the screen. That wasn't so good. Yeah. Okay, is that better?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
Should I start?
Yeah.
Kol manav yitom lo tanun imane tane oto ki im tzaok yitzak elai shamo eshma tzakto tzakato v'chara api haragti etchem b'charav v'hayu nesheichem al menot v'neichem yitomim.
Okay, so this clearly nisr daraisa to oppress an alman of yasom, and the Torah says that if you do it, you know, you'll be punished severely. So Rashi, quoting a mechilta, is a pretty big chiddush. He says that kol man of yasom lo sanun is actually non-specific. Okay, so go ahead. Very good, excellent. So Rashi says it's just a stand-in. You know, people tend to oppress vulnerable populations. So, you know, but really it's just an isser of, you know, ona'a or inoy against all people. The Minchas Chinuch makes this point. Near the Dafke Somi Almanos, I am Mishnah Sacham, Mim Mechilta, Shapukta, Titanai, Mephalpal Baza, Idafke Somi Almanos, Uadin Koladam. So the Minchas Chinuch is staking out a claim, Lashitas Harambam, that I think is very questionable, that the Rambam thinks it's Dafke the Yasal Almanos. Now there are other possibilities. The Urayim is a very fascinating one. The Urayim takes the position, okay, so Tzvi, go ahead, Almanov Yasom Lo Sanun.
Okay,
very good. So the Urayim demonstrates a lot of sympathy for Rashi's point of view and for the view that's ascribed to the Chinuch and the Rambam, and says, okay, we could have it both ways. You know, huadin l'chol adam. But if you do it to Yasam l'amana, you trigger a separate, you know, lav. Okay, interesting. That would be like, a nice pshara. In the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, okay, so we go ahead. Sheziranu.
Sheziranu me'anus ha'yasam l'amana. Shanemar kol almana v'yisom lo sanun ve'azhara hazos koleles shelo yane osam lo b'mamar v'lo b'mase aval yidaber imam dvarim tovim v'rachim v'yitasek imam b'asek v'yisonu lahem v'yinu lahem l'achios b'tos b'tov smichim v'yachvin v'yachvin
Okay, very good. So the Rambam says, you know, take it seriously, v'rakti eschem. And here, you know, as is noted by many, the Rambam sort of like pulls this over a little bit more to the essay direction. You know, it's not probably not what the Torah is looking for to say, like, you know, you come home at night and somebody says, like, how was your day? And you say, like, you know, today I decided I wasn't going to abuse any orphans. I mean, it's better that you didn't, but it's like, you might say that it's not the optimal expression of chesed. So, you know, the Rambam says, rather, you know, kol manav yasum lo sanun, so rather, there is something that you should do, namely, you know, should be very gracious, gentle towards them. Now, the Ramban, in his Asagos on the Sefer HaMitzvos, hey, this is a little briefer, but he says, you know, he has a fourth shita. Right, that's Shoresh HaRavi in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Okay, little advertisement. Ela acha savalkan emar shulav prati v'manu shtaim shrei chilkan akase ba'amaro imanei tana oso lashon yachid v'zemedrash chacham b'chol makom kayotzibo. So the Ramban says there's a separate shem lav for yasom and a separate shem lav for almana. So definitely the Ramban, you know, is on the opposite end of the spectrum from Rashi. Rashi says who adin l'chol adam. Nothing really unique about the Alman and Yasom, it's just the Hechitimtzi. The Ramban is saying, no, not only is there something unique about Alman and Yasom, but each one is unique. The Torah says the Mechaye for Almana is not the same Shem Lav as Yasom. And then you have the Reyim, right, middle position, saying, you know, you trigger both. And then we have this view that maybe it's Davka, you know, Yasom the Almana, the view ascribed to Sefer Chinuch and the Rambam. So, you know, there's some logic to that. The Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvos did say Yasam V'Almana. You might even say the Rambam, you know, furthers this point in the Yad HaChazaka. Okay, so go ahead, Zvi. Chayav Adam.
Chayav Adam is he's higher Be'Yasomim V'Almanos Mipnei She'en Nafshan Shvala L'Maor Maor V'Rucham N'Mucha Afal Pishahim Balei Mamon. Afilo Amaso Shel Melech, Yisoma Mushari Ma'anu Alayim, Shinemar Kol Amanu Yosom Los Anun, Beheach Nohagin Imahin, Loid Abar Alayim El Rakot, Velo Yinhog Bahin El Minhag Kabod, Velo Yachi Eve Gufam Baboda, Veliba Mizvarim Kashim, Beyacho, Beyachus Al Mamonam, the Yoter Mimona Atmo. Kol ha-machnithan o mach-i-isim o hi-chiv lahen o rada bahen o ibed mamonan hariza over belota say v'choshikin ha-maka o osam o ha-miklalan v'lavza afal pisha in lokin alav hari ancho m'forsh b'tora v'chara api v'harakis tam b'charev Bris Karas Lahen Misha Amar Vahaya Haolam Shek Kozman Shahim Sawakin Mechamas Mehim Naanim Shanemar Ki in So Taoki Tak Elisha Moshma Takto Amedvar Mamurim Bisman Sheino Osan Litsura Hatsmo Aval Ina Ino Sam Harav Kide Lamdan Torah o umnus o holichan bederach yeshara harize mother avafal pichin lo yinhog bahen minhag ko adam ela yaselahen efresh vin halem benacha benacha uverachmin gdolim vechavosh nemar ki hashem yariv rivamam echad yasom meav vechad yasom meem ועד אם עשי נקרן יסומים לעניין זה עד שלא יהיו צריכים לאדם גדול להיסמך עליו ולאמנן להתאפל בהן אלא יהיה עושה כל צרכי עצמו לעצמו כשאר כל הגדולים.
Yeah, outstanding. So the Rambam here again admittedly does focus on Alman on Yasom, but he starts to, you know, Dorish time of the Kra, Kedarko, that is his Shita. He says, you know, why is it that the Alman and the Yasom, you know, have been singled out by the Torah? He says, it's not because, you know, they don't have money, but he says, what is it about them that makes them, right? This isn't Rashi, this is not Hu Adin L'Chol Adam, but why was there specific Isser Darais against oppressing them?
They already lost so much.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. That's a beautiful way of putting it. They've already lost so much. They've suffered so intensively. Nafshan shvei lemoed v'rucham nemucha, and it's not about how much money they have, you know, etc. Okay, so that's like a critical point. There's a beautiful sefer called the Avodas HaMelech, Rav Nachum Krakovsky. He was... I'm going to feel for him a little bit. He succeeded the Aruch HaShulchan as the Rav of Nevarduk. I have like big shoes to fill. So, kind of grateful that, you know, I didn't have that challenge. Then he moved over to Vilna, where he served on the Vad and the Bezdin of Reb Chaim Moser. So one of the great Talmidei Chachamim, classic, one of the Gedolei Lita of the early 20th century. So he also thought like the Minchas Chinuch. He says, I'll just read the second paragraph here. So Mitvarav Khan, Visivar Mitzos, Losas Eration Vav, Mash is really the Rabbi Kiva Palago, Rishmal, Vamanov Yasom, Darkam Leonos, Shanafshan Shvila Ruchan Ibucha Ma'od, Bahendi Rakasiv Lobi Sharko Adam. And then he wants to affiliate for, with the Ramban. He says, "V'chein mashri to say Ramban, shemen al manu l'lav b'fneyatz, yasim b'fneyatz mo." Now we're not expanding the playing field. Muchach derach galayu kai. Right, and Rashi differs. Rashi obviously said, "Hu adin l'chol adam." So he wants to set it up as a machloka as Rashi on the one hand, Rambam and the Ramban on the other hand, with the nuance that the Ramban will tell you that alman is a different shem lav than yasim. L'fiani is daiti, it's not correct. Neither the Minchas Chinuch nor the Avodas HaMelech. And Tzvi, I think that the linchpin is probably the Koseres, as sometimes is the case. Right, so what does the Rambam say in the Koseres? Shalolanos Umlalim. And Umlal is not limited to a Yasom or an Almana. And Umlal means somebody, Tzvi, if you'll permit me, I like your definition very much, who's already lost so much. Somebody whose Ruach is Nemucha, his nefesh is shefela. Yasam and Almana are great examples, but you might say, and please, you know, forgive me if I, you know, there's sensitive categories. Let's say people who have struggled to have children. I think everybody can appreciate that. And people who maybe, you know, looking for, you know, a zivug for many, 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 many years. And things aren't so easy for them. Again, I'm not talking about any one individual, but people who maybe suffer from depression or other such things where, you know, the day-to-day is a really a very significant struggle. That is my belief, that that's what the Rambam was talking about. So then we would have five shitos. Rashi says, Alman and Yasam are really just examples, right? Hu adin l'chol adam. All the way on the other end of the spectrum, they have their Ramban. It's Daf, Galman, and Yasum, and they're different Shemoslavin. You have the Shita of the Chinuch, which is Alman and Yasum is a Shemlav. You have the Urayim, who says Alman and Yasum is two Lavin. And then you have the Rambam. It's not Hu Adin L'Chol Adam, but it's Hu Adin L'Chol Umlal. Alman and Yasum are paradigmatic of Umlalim, and oppressing an Umlal is an intolerable offense. I think that would also explain, by the way, why the Rambam maintains that it's a lavshin b'malkos. Well, what do you mean? Let's say you oppress them in a way that involves a maisa. So it's like Moshe Rabbi said about losachmod. The mechayev is the obsession. The mechayev is the callousness. How could you be so insensitive to somebody who's already lost so much? Tzvi, I think this is like in the territory of Odia Kama Chibaso Shel Avram Avinu. You know, it's like going to live on in, you know, we're going to retire this one. Greatest Hits, Volume 1. Somebody who's already lost so much. A nice formulation. Very sad, but very nice formulation. So the point, I think, you know, is very consequential. And that is that the Rambam is saying is that the Torah told us that, you know, we of course always have to be considerate, but there's an Isser D'Oraisa that, right, doesn't separate. It's not the Ramban, Almana, Bidavka, Yasom, Bidavka. Right? The Ramban put them together. But they were paradigmatic, you know, in the days of the Torah, of people who are really marginalized. So, you know, there's a lot to be said for this, and that sensitivity to people who are umlalim, you know, is really, you know, reflected at the Doraisa level. Kol almana v'yasum lo sanun. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to that is immediate and unsparing, right? V'charapi v'ragti eschem v'charev v'ayun eshechem almanos uvneichem yesomim, which is, you know, terrifying justice. Obviously an example of Mida Kenegan Mida, you know, the example that the Chumash gives. But I think the point, you know, is a reflection of the idea of Imo Anochi V'tzara or Bechol Tzara Sam Lo Tzar. What I mean by that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is proximate to those who are suffering, and our callousness towards those groups is an assault in that way on the Shekhinah. I think to myself, sometimes a chola would be in this category. Somebody's really suffering. Physically, he may have all the money in the world, but he's, you know, an umlal. He's in terrible pain, mentally or physically. You know, what does the Gemara say? That Shechina Lamala Mi Rashosav Shel Chola, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is imminent wherever there's a Chola. So again, I just think that, you know, we might be able to suggest that that is Shitas HaRambam. That's why it's a Lav Shein B'Malkos. That's why it's an Umlal. And the Rambam, you know, had assumed a unique position on, along the spectrum of Rishonim as far as, you know, these groups are concerned. And I think if that's true, I've had a lot of nachas recently, if I could give some shevach to the Talmidim. I've seen a lot of you around our shul building, you know, like working with kids, you know, who, you know, maybe coming from more challenging scenarios, you know, and may go home to a little bit more complication, you know, than your average kid. And I think that's exactly what we're talking about, that we want to cultivate like an awareness of what it is that people around us are experiencing. Maybe they're begeder umlal, and to try to be, you know, velachta bedrachav avanochi liyasomim, to try to, you know, be to play a constructive role. I don't mean this in a self-aggrandizing way, you know, but just to play a constructive role, you know, for people who may have already lost so much. So, you know, struggled so much, or are struggling so much. So, with that, you know, hopefully we'll be able to, you know, an Arve Shabbosos, be able to continue with Parshas Mishpatim. I'm very fascinated to do that, you know, area. You know, this... Zman on Arve Shabbosos. So years ago, in the days of Ben Sion Rotblat, we did like Parshas Kiseitze 1 year in Chumash. Like, just went through all the mitzvos, not all 74, but like probably 50 of them. Mishpatim is 53, so it'll be a good challenge. You know, how many we get through? Probably like 5. But so far, 2, according to the Ramban. You're right. It's a good start. With that, I want to wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos. I hope they didn't go over time. It's a little hard for me to know on Zoom. I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos. And I just want to drop...